Subject for today's message is God-like faith. And we're going to talk about Joshua. Joshua began his life in Egypt as a slave under the cruel Egyptian taskmaster. But he rose to be the leader of the nation of Israel. Through faithfulness and obedience to God. His name was Hosea, but Moses gave him the name of Joshua, which means the Lord of salvation. This name selection was the first indication that Joshua was a type or a picture of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. When Moses sent the 12 spies out to scout the land of Canaan, only Joshua and Caleb came back with a positive report. Let's go up against them, for we can overtake them, Joshua and Caleb. But you know what the nation of Israel did. They did like a lot of Baptist folks. They took a vote. The vote was 10 to 2. 10 said not. 10 said two, so they did not go. And they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 more years because they took a vote. Well, us as believe in voting in the church. We don't want to vote at the ballot box, but we'll vote in the church. And the reason they didn't want to go was unbelief. They did not believe that God could do what he said he'd do. God let them wander around out there in the wilderness till all of those that were over 20 years of age died. Then before they could enter Canaan, their leader died. Moses died. And Joshua became his successor. Then Joshua sent spies out in Jericho. And then Rahab, the prostitute, sheltered the men that were sent out and allowed them to escape. And they told her, said, "We will protect you when we come. You and all that's in your house." Her house was on the wall, and she put a scarlet piece out the window. And they knew to leave them alone. See, God works with all of us, no matter what condition we're in. And some people would hate to believe to know that in the genealogy of Jesus, the prostitute is in there. But she did not remain that. She is a used to be. There's a lot of used to be's in here. Used to be something. That's away from the will of God. And she helped them to secure them so they could do what Joshua sent them to do. And when they entered the land, they were going to protect her. And then with this same man, Joshua, for them to get into Canaan, the River Jordan had overflowed, had flooded. The priests got the Ark of the Covenant and walked, and when their foot touched the water parted again, and they walked down and they went across. See, whatever's in your way, if you truly trust in God, he will provide. All you got to do is just trust in him, and he will provide. Went with the Ark of Covenant and they crossed. I said this before, and I'll say it again because it just crossed my mind. For all those people to cross that river where it had flooded, it was a distance of about 1/8 of a mile. The water backed up and cleared, and they walked across. Is there anything too hard for God? I could extend the invitation and y'all could go on and go to Ryan's right now. But God can do the impossible. God can do the impossible. And they crossed and they did something else. Joshua had them to march around the walls of Jericho. Don't say anything. Just follow the priest and just walk behind the Ark of the Covenant. Just walk. Don't talk. Don't sing. Just walk. They did that for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they came and they went around seven times and they gave a shout. And the wall fell down. That's when they went in and slaughtered everybody else but Rahab and her family. But then Joshua got like some of the rest of us. And some people came to him and deceived him. Dressed like they had been on a journey for a long time and came from next door. Had some stale bread and some empty wine bottles that had been empty for a long time, and they dressed in raggedy clothes and said, "We have been traveling a long ways and we heard about you." Saying, "We want to become your servants." Joshua believed them. And they were lying to him. I said this yesterday, a day before or some other time. I don't know, somebody said Bush or Reagan, and one of them was getting credit for saying this. Trust them, but verify. Don't just take their word for it. Verify that what they're saying is the truth. Trust them, but verify. Joshua trusted them, but he did not verify. They were lying to him. They were in a league of nations, I would call it, five or six different nations, and they had heard, help me, Holy Ghost, the devil done heard about some of these great things that God have done in your life. And he's getting scared now because he feel like the sin that you doing now, you going to want to quit that too. He heard about Jericho and Ai. So and he wondered if he was next, because if you look at a map, Gideon is right there on the line where they had captured. So that this nation got ahead and went and made a treaty with the nation of Israel. And Joshua trusted them, but he didn't verify. That's a word for somebody. Check it out. Don't just believe everything they tell you. Check it out. They were afraid that they were going to get killed. So they made a pact. And there's another message in that for somebody too. I may lie to you and deceive you and get you to help me when you wouldn't have been and a help to me if I would have told you the truth. But there's another side of that. Joshua, being a man of God, had given his word. And when he gave his word, he gave the word of God. You got to keep it. You got to keep it. And that's where we are in this message right here today. You got to keep it. Yes, if you read chapter 9 of the book of Joshua, chapter 9, verses 1 through 27, you will find where Joshua realized that he had been hoodwinked because they had hoodwinked him. But then when you get to chapter 10, and you start reading it, and you get down to verse 8, you will find that that's where we are. Joshua was a praying man. Point number one, Joshua's loyalty to prayer. At some point, Joshua began to seek the Lord, and the Lord assured him of victory. Time out. Let me back up here. After those other nations heard what Gideon had done, they gathered forces and went to attack him. The Bible doesn't tell us how, but some kind of way they got word to Joshua. This way it gets sticky, y'all. They got word to Joshua and said, Joshua, you know, this is not like this in the Bible. This is the way I understand. Joshua, you know, you signed a peace treaty with us. And because you signed a peace treaty with us, if anybody is going to attack us, they're going to attack you. So these nations have gathered to attack us because we made a peace treaty with you. Will you come up and help us out? When Satan see you leave something that you used to do with him, he get forces. And that's why the sin that we used to commit, that's why it looks so good. Sin does not look good as long as you're going towards it. Turn your back on it and walk away from it and then glance back at it. It looks a whole lot better when you're going away from it. That's where they were here now. So they sent to Joshua and told him, said, we need help. Come help us. And that's when Joshua started consulting the Lord and went to the Lord in prayer. And because he was seeking the Lord, and the Lord had told him, I think it's in the first chapter in there, be of good courage. I will not leave you. There's not a man that can stand as long as you walk with me. God, when God gives a promise, he's going to keep his promise. He's not going to back away from you. You might sin and lie and do, but God's going to keep his promise. But you're going to pay for lying to God. The Lord assured Joshua of the victory. The Lord encouraged Joshua. Favorite words that's in the Bible is fear not. And if we were not going to be fearful, God would not have told us to fear not. So don't beat yourself up because you get scared when stuff start happening. The Bible says fear not. He tells us that because he knows that we're human and that's going to come to us. But you got to just stay the course. Stay in there. Don't fear. Because he have given the enemy into your hand. Not a single one of the four armies of the enemy will be able to stand against you. The Lord will give them to you. The Lord will help you to conquer whatever is in front of you, but you got to depend on God. Looks like it's, I can't make it. But you cannot make it by yourself. You got to walk with God. You got to get to the place where you throw up both hands and you just say, God, I can't do this. I can't make this. And my favorite words is, God, you got to help me. I can't do this. These people are getting on my last nerve. They stepped on it. God, help me. I can't deal with this. You need to help me. And if I stay with God, God will provide what he needs. And I said that about you. You can tell God the same thing about me. Because all of us have to take what we have to God. And God will help us to provide. And listen. Don't doubt that God is working in your life because things seem to not go right. This world is full of sin. And sin contaminates the whole shooting match. Adam and Eve only sinned in the Garden of Eden. I'm not lost. I'm marinating you on that. Because you got to grasp that you are not now in the Garden of Eden, but sin has infected the whole world. So God can help us. Don't you think because if something's going wrong on every corner you turn in your life, you need that song that Deacon Jones started off in this morning, I will trust in the Lord. Because you can't make it by yourself. So this nation, Joshua and the children of Israel got the word. Doesn't say Joshua thought about it. It said they got up and they marched all night long. See, God will put you to where you are. You will have to do some things because you are a child of, you are his child, and you want to do what thus saith the Lord. Joshua and them marched all night long to get to a place to help some people, help me Holy Ghost, to help some people that had lied to him, that had deceived him, but he had given his word. And don't you think hard of them. You have lied to, you have deceived God all of somewhere, all, some of us, all of our lives. And God yet loves you. And he still got you here breathing his air. God, we have to become loyal to God in our prayer life because that's our link with God. You got to talk to him in prayer. The point that I want you to see is that the Lord God Almighty will never let his people down. God, he will never let you down. Not a single promise of the Lord have ever failed, nor will they fail. Might seem like it sometime because you got to go through. And when you're going through, you just have to keep trusting him. I say this to you and I find myself doing it. When you get in something and you don't know what's going on, you don't know, all you got to do is just throw up your hands and say, Lord, I love you. I thank you. I can't see my way out of this, but you said that you would not leave me nor forsake me. And I'm standing on your word and I'm walking with you. And you could be getting beat upside the head at the same time. But you need to trust in the Lord in everything that you do. Trust in him and he will get you through. God will not leave you defenseless. He will always come to your defense. He will deliver you and save you from anything that's going to do you harm. But you just need to stay on your knees and keep talking to this God that we serve. Point number two. Brilliant strategy. You need to catch the devil by surprise. Joshua's strategy was, as I told you earlier, was to march all night long. Your strategy is to march all night long. I'm glad you asked. I heard you when you asked me. You march on your knees. You march in your prayer closet. You march in your quiet time, in that time alone when it's just you and God, when you can be honest with God and say, God, here I am. I have this in my life and I can't handle it. Will you help me? Will you show me the direction that I need to go in? And if whatever God said for you to do, you need to be listening. Sometime in your quiet time, you don't need to be talking all the time. You need to be sitting there sometime just listening, asking God, what am I to do? And God will give you a word. You might not hear him verbally. He might have you to turn to a scripture in this word. And you read that word and you need to get it down in your life because God will provide just what he needs. Any situation that come up in your life, it's already in this word. You don't have to go to Dear Abby or Dr. Phil or Oprah Winfrey. I got it right here. It's in the word of God. Get you a strong concordance or a young concordance and look whatever your situation is. Look it up in the index. And I promise you, God got something in his word that will supply what you need. Your strategy need to be to constantly stay in communication with God. You got to talk to him. And I keep saying talk because you got to listen to him as well, because he definitely has something to say. I don't know about your life, but he got something to say in my life. Every time something comes wrong, get wrong in your life, life, you need to make sure that God is not the last place you go, that he's the first place you go. Everything you got that happens in your life, you need to take it to God in prayer. You need to be on such a close relationship with God that sometime he'll answer you before you call, when you just gonna be calling on him. The answer will already be on the way. You got to talk to God. Your strategy got to be to God, I need you in my life. I invited you in, and I want you to tabernacle with me. I don't just want you to come when I got trouble. I want you to stay there all the time. But God will provide just what you need. Point number three, the Lord answered Joshua's prayer throughout all the battle. They were fighting and they were struggling. God will help you to get through. Yes, you got to do some things for yourself. If Joshua would have stayed at home in Gilgad, the battle never would have been fought and it never would have been won. He had to go to the battle. See, you got to go to war with the devil. If you don't go to war with the devil, God doesn't have anything to do. When trouble comes your way, make sure it comes to you. Don't you go to trouble. When it comes to you, God will provide an answer. All you got to do is just talk to him. The Israelite soldiers fought and carried on the struggle while God worked on two outstanding miracles. See, while you working, God will be working at the same time. God won't just send them one at a time. He'll send them double sometime. He sent two miracles here while they were fighting. And a hailstorm came, and the Bible says, I didn't say this, y'all, the Bible said, in the hailstorm, it killed more of the enemy than they killed them by the sword. But see, God wasn't through. He let them do that. God worked those outstanding miracles. They panicked, and they gave Israel the victory. The Israelites' army chased them from Azar to Madar. This was a distance of about 22 miles. God will give you strength when you get to fight in the battle. I don't know how they fought the battle, how they ran that far, but then again, I do too, because God will give you strength to get through when you think you can't make it. All of us have been doing some things that when we finished, we said, I don't know how I made it, but I made it. I can tell you how you made it, by the power of the word of God. That's why the word has so much power. All you got to do is get in this word and let it get in you. The word will give you power to do what thus saith the Lord. Don't know how I'm going to make it through the day, but God, I'm depending on you. Sometimes bodies be right with pain. Don't want to take any pain medicine because I don't want it in my body, but I get in the word, and after a while, by and by, Dr. Jesus comes by and he heals my body. He touches me and everything seems all right. The pain in the body could still be there, but I don't feel it because I'm in the word of God. The Holy Ghost have come upon me and it inhabits me, and whatever my problem is just seem to go away. I know you saying in your mind, Bagger, that's you talking, that's not me, but I tell you, somewhere in this word, he says he has no respect to person. What he done for one, he'll do for another. And I got just enough sense to believe in his word. Might not believe it in the yesterdays of my life, but I'm at a point where I don't have anywhere else to go now, because man can't do anything for me. Don't need anything, but I just need God in my life. Listen, if you pray to him and you talk to him and you believe in his word, God will stop to see about you. He'll come at least when you need him. They killed him and they chased him for 22 miles. But listen, that's just part of it. Let me tell you, point number four is the second half. You know, if you can play ball, you always got a second half. And after you played the first half, you go in the locker room and you decipher what they they've done the first half, and you come out the second half, and you need to do something else. You need to counteract what they are doing. The Lord answered his prayer by calling the sun and the moon to stand still. Listen to me now. Can you just hear Joshua standing up there saying, Lord, I need for the sun to stand still. I'm glad you asked. He needed the sun to stand still because the sun was going down and daylight was about to leave, and he had the enemy on the run. And then if darkness would have come, the enemy would have had time to go and regroup. But Joshua had the boldness, the brassness to look up to heaven and say, God, let your sun stand still and let the moon stay on the valley of Asia. See, you got to get bold with God. We think we got a little God. I got a big God. God's bigger than any problem I have in this world. I ask him, God, you said in your word, I'm your child, and I'm asking you to do it. Doesn't matter what it is. It's not too big. For God, you got to ask him. You got to have the brassness. You got to have the boldness to ask him for whatever. Joshua, listen. I think in the creation of things, on the fourth day when God was created, he put the sun and the moon. He hung them up in the sky, and they've been moving ever since. Can you just imagine? I can just imagine in my mind hearing God say, is Joshua crazy? The sun and the moon been going all this time, and he want me to stop him. I ask myself a question. Who started them to moving? If he started them to moving, he can stop them. And Joshua had the nerve to ask God to stop him. And the thing that I really love about it, I can't find in the Bible where God had told Joshua, so now, when you start whooping on them, you're going to need some more daylight, so I'm going to let the sun stand still. I can't find where God told him that. Joshua just had the nerve to ask God to do it, and God did it. Why are you standing on that so long, Baggy? Because there's something in your life that you don't have the boldness to ask God for. Ask him. And Joshua could ask God, you heard me in the introduction, tell you all the things that he did, because he had been walking with God. He'd been walking with God, born a slave, but now he's in charge of the people that God called my people. He made a nation out of them. Joshua was the leader of those people. And he asked God, God, stop the sun. Let the moon stay on the valley of Ajon. And since he asked God, I said, well, he got some nerve. He must be of the opinion that there's not anything too hard for God. See, some of us think there's some things that God can't do. But he can do it. I might not understand it, but he can do it. He can do it. Because he's God. He can stop the sun. Well, wonder, and if it was a heaven or hell issue, I would know, because it would be in the word. When he stopped the sun, what happened to the rest of the world? The rest of the world was the same place after he stopped the sun and moon as they were before he stopped it. In God's hand. In God's hand. And those whom I hold in my hand, the devil in hell can't pluck them from my son. God is in control. And no, you're right. I don't understand it, with my little bit of intelligence. But then again, I don't know how he could speak to nothing. And out of nothing comes something. I don't know what the sun is hanging on. I don't know why the day this afternoon when the sun finishes descent and go down over there. I don't know why in the morning if when it comes up, I'm going to see it over here. I don't understand that, but I take it because it's in the hands of God. Is anything too hard for God? No, it's not. But we have to get out of the vernacular, the attitude that God is a small God. He's not. He's bigger than any situation that you'll have. But we have to just give it to him. Well, I got off my notes, y'all, and I don't apologize for that. But God can do what he needs to do, and he'll do it for his children. Brothers and sisters, whatever the situation is in your life, God already have the answer. He will not have to get the answer to it. I don't believe when Joshua said for the sun to stand still, I don't believe he said, well, Joshua, let me think about this. He just did it. Whatever the situation is in your life, ask God for it. Get bold. Get the idea that God can do it because I'm his child. Now, on the other side of that dime, the other nations couldn't ask God that because they were not his children. If you are not his child, you need to be serving him. And when you're serving God, he will see about you. In my conclusion, Joshua was in the midst of a great battle. He and his men were trying to finish off this army, but the sun was going down. They were running out of time, running out of daylight. He knew that if he didn't go ahead and defeat them now, they would come back later. Let me pause right here and say, that sin that you have been trying to get out of your life because you've been working at it for 6 months and you have told yourself that I can't do this, don't go back. Ask God for some more daylight. Ask God for some more time. They used to sing a song, "Give me just a little more time." You need to ask God for what you need. God have made a way for us to come out of any situation that we're in that's against his will. That's Joshua knew that if he did not destroy them, because he was a military-oriented leader, that they would come back and cause him problems some other time. He could have easily gotten discouraged and thought that it's not going to happen today. I sure hate we didn't get here earlier so we would have more time to defeat them. But Joshua had God-like faith. He was bold. This is how I phrased it. He said, God, I know this is unusual. I know this is out of the ordinary. But I'm asking you right now to stop the sun so I can have more daylight and totally complete this task that I have in front of me. He asked God to do something that had never been done before. Sun had moved backwards, but it had not stopped. So he asked him, God, To me, God didn't waste any time. He did it. The sun stayed still for approximately a day, which would be 24 hours. Joshua had time to defeat the enemy. Let me tell you what I see in this to me. In my situation, in your situations, we don't need to jump ship. We need to stay on the ship that we're on. That job may seem like a dead-end job, but if you inquired up to God about that job, because everybody seemed to be against you on that job, don't you jump ship. You stay on that ship because you asked God for it, and I just believe God wouldn't put you a place that where he did not need for you to be. And yes, when you're working for God, it gets uncomfortable. It gets where you think you can't make it. And you can't by yourself. That's why Joshua didn't try to continue to defeat them. He stopped and he himself went into prayer. You don't see where anybody else was praying and talking to God. Just this one man, this one man of God, this one man with God-like faith spoke to God, and God stopped stuff. If he stopped it, he can start it. God can stop whatever is going on in your life if you are talking to him. But you need to remember one thing. This was not the first time that Joshua had been talking to God. You need to stay on your knees and constantly talking with God. Most of us make little things to take to God. The big things, we try to take care of them ourselves. Don't have anything in your life that you cannot or will not trust to God. Whatever it is. I told y'all this before. When I get up at night and go back to bed, when I put my head on the pillow, I say, God, I sure like to sleep to 6 o'clock. Yeah. Because I know that if God let me go to sleep, I'm going to wake up by 6 o'clock. And he don't have anything that's too small for God. Don't have anything that's too big for God. Give him whatever you have in your life. If Joshua would not have gone to war, he wouldn't have had to ask God to stop the sun. But he did something. You need to put your faith in action. Don't worry God about helping you to witness to people, and you stay home and don't tell people about God. He doesn't need to help you witness to people if you don't ever tell anybody about his saving grace. You need to be telling somebody. Then God will assist you in what you're doing. You need to do something. God, I need a husband sitting at home with the door closed, with your sad music on, got on your house coat, got rollers in your hair, won't fix up, and you want a husband, won't cook, call in Chinese or something else. You got to do something yourself. That same guy that stays home like that, all he needed to have done that morning was get up, put on some upbeat gospel music, take a shower, brush his teeth, shave, comb his hair, shine his shoes, get dressed, and go looking for a job if he doesn't already have a job. Then you can find something, and God got something for you to do. But you need to be busy doing what you can, so then when God put his hand to it, it will be more. You can do nothing, and God won't ever help you. But if you attempt to do the work of God, he will provide just what you need. I'm through, but let me tell you what I thought about just then, and I mentioned this, I think I mentioned it yesterday. Most of us in our spiritual walk are just like a black piece of coal. Most of us have been taken out of the ground like the coal. A coal that they burn to make heat. They tell me they use it in the north. I haven't had seen it that much ever since I've been out here long. I've been out here a long time. I haven't seen that much of. But they tell me that when once they take it out, it can no longer become a diamond. Because there's nothing around it that will heat it. Even when they put it in the oven to burn it, it still will not become a diamond. But a diamond is a piece of coal that's stuck to the job. That piece of coal stays in the earth. And the earth with its temperature heats it. It burns off all of the extra superfluous stuff around the coal. And then what's left in the center is a diamond. That's where all of us, where we are now. We're in the center of the earth. The earth's heat is heating us. If you're going through this life working for Christ and you don't have any problems, you need to check yourself. You need to check yourself. Because if the world leaves you alone and you have no problems, you are in the world. But if you have problems, things are going on, you don't, and you didn't cause them to be like they are. Yeah, the world got you. But when you are being heated, all it's going to do is make you better. Sometimes I sure wish he'd take me out the fire. But we need to stay the course. We need to stay in there, because if you're working for God, you're making the devil and his imps angry. So you need to keep working for God. There's no problem that's too big for God. No problem too big for God. Yes, I might not have the answer, but if I turn it over to God, he got the answer. And I need to give him the answer, give him the problem so he can give me the answer. We think we got it all. If I don't know what to do, I'll Google it. There's some answers Google can't give you. You need to guard it. Give it to God. When you give it to God, he will provide just what you need. Brothers and sisters, listen to me, please, ma'am, and please, sir. When you are going through, that's when you need God. And you need to be of the opinion that there's no day in my life that I do not need God to help me get through this day. No matter what it is, how well things are going or how bad things are going, could have everything I think I might would need, but I yet still need God in my life. There's no situation that he cannot handle. But you have to give it to him. If you don't give it to him, he won't walk up to you and take it away from you. You have to give it to him. You have to want him to provide for you what he has for you. You have to want him to do that. And God will provide just what you need. And my question to you is, do you have God-like faith? If you have God-like faith, you can make it. With that, we'll extend an invitation for you to become a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. For you to become a member of the church that their God, our God, can stop the sun and the moon. Make them stand in their place because he said for them to stop. Because what he did caused them to stop. God can and will provide what you need. But you need to give him your situation. And when you do, he will provide just what you need. Will you come to Christ today and allow him to solve whatever your situations are? He can take care of you, but you have to trust yourself to him. Will you come to Christ today? He's waiting on you. You're not waiting on him. Will you come to Christ? Submit your life to him. Whatever your situation is, he already knows about it, and he got an answer for you. Will you come? come. God bless you.